So Abba was this person that was involved in all of those things. He had a good eye. He had the humble spirit. He had the moderate appetite. And he was full of these things as his core being. And he gave that over to us in our spiritual DNA. And if we have those things, we can be sure that we'll be enjoying this world properly and enjoying the next world. We have to realize that generosity is really one of the best traits to have. Being a generous person, I don't care about the money. Money comes and goes. Being generous, being happy, giving to your wife and kids, giving to others, especially when it's a mitzvah involved, a chesed involved, don't always worry so much about the money. Obviously, don't break the bank every day, but you have to do things in a way to fully love this world and live this world in the right way towards mitzvahs, Torah, and chesed, and Hashem will get you the money back. If you have real emunah, real bitachon, you don't always worry so much about how much money is on the credit card and how much this and how much that. You do what you can. You do your shalos, you pay it off in the right manner. But you realize that chesed, mitzvahs, that's really coming with you after 120 years. Not how much money you have. You could have 5 cents. You could have $5 million. Hashem could take. Hashem could give at any second. If you're involved in giving to others, especially in a mitzvah-oriented way, a chesed-oriented way, a generous disposition for your wife, for your kids, your friends and family, and those around you, you can never go wrong with that. The Gemara says Hashem will pay you back for money you spend on Yom Tov. Hashem will pay you back for mitzvahs that you spend money on. Hashem will pay you back for Shabbos. Maybe even tuition, Hashem will get you back. These are things that are core, integral to our being and to our needs of taking care of our families, taking care of mitzvahs and chesed. It'll get back to us. If you're a humble person, Avram says, what am I? When Hashem promises him that there will always be the Jewish people, the Bris Ben Masarim, and says that we'll be like the sand of the sand or the stars in the heaven, Avram is humbled. Avram is so happy that his descendants will be like that. And he says, what am I? I am just dust and ash. I am a nothing. But Avram did so much, so he really was very much something. And we look at the pasuk, it says, Vayikra b'shem Hashem. Early on in the parsha, Lech Lecha, it says, he called in the name of Hashem. In Perek Yubet, Pasuk Chet. What does it mean, called in the name Hashem? What are we looking from this word, Vayikra? So Reish Lakish says, the Talmud points out in Gemara Sota, a source from Chabad, Reish Lakish says, read not, and he called Vayikra. But, and he made others call Vayakre. The wonderful thing about the Torah, the letters of the Torah, is that it could be read in different ways. It doesn't have to be read Vayikra. If you're trying to learn things out from the letters, from the words, Vayikra, but it could also be Vayakre. This is to teach us he made others call. Avram caused God's name to be spoken in the mouths of all passerby. Like we mentioned before, how so, the Gemara says? After they ate and drank in his home, they wanted to bless him. He said to them, have you eaten of mine? Your food has been provided by the God of the world. Thank, praise, and bless Hashem, he who spoke the world into being. What a brilliant way to be makar of people. What a brilliant way to be involved with others. You really want to reach out to people. You really want to touch people in the right way, being makar of them in the right way. Then you got to do it in the practical way. You got to feed them, feed their stomachs, feed their physical being first, and then feed their spiritual needs next. Deal with the physical and then the spiritual. You know, the whole aspect of this world is elevating the mundane, elevating the base and bringing it into Kedusha, into holiness, taking a wine and making a bracha on it, elevating it, taking challah, bread, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, bread that comes from the land, that comes from the earth, that's elevating it through the brachos, elevating it through, taking it and making it spiritual. Avram figured out how to get people involved by showing them the wonders of the world, starting with food, reaching out to them in a loving manner, and brought them close to the Torah. We too, on some level, should bring people close. If you have a gift for something, for speaking, for reading, for writing, for talking, use it in the way of Torah. Use it in the way of reaching out, showing people how wonderful Hashem is, how wonderful the world is, how wonderful the Jewish people is, how wonderful the land of Israel is, and bringing people close. Tell them stories. Tell them examples. Give them advice and point them in the right direction. Do it in a way that people can reach out to. If people like to listen, people like to watch, people like to read, let them do whatever way, but reach out to them. As Avraham did, so should we try to do on some level. We have to reach out to them just like Avraham did on our own level. The Medrash Rabbah and the Tosfot Shantz and Sota also points out the Gemara. When Avraham's guests wished to bless him for his generosity, he would say to them, just like we looked at, "Has the food you have eaten been provided by me? You should thank, praise, and bless he who spoke the world into being." If they refused, look at this, if they refused, Chabad source points out, Avraham would demand payment for the food they had eaten. So they would ask, "How much do I owe you, Avraham?" They would ask, "A jug of wine is one fullerin." Avraham would say, "A pound of meat is one fullerin. A loaf of bread, one fullerin." When the guests would protest these exorbitant prices, Avraham would counter, "Who supplies you with wine in the middle of the desert? Who supplies you with meat in the desert? Who supplies you with bread in the desert?" When the guest would realize the predicament he was in, he would relent and proclaim, "Blessed be Hashem, the God of the world, from whose providence we have eaten." And that again comes from Chabad, the Medrash Rabbah, Tosfos Shantz, and Sota, the Gemara Sota. So the question really is this forcing people to recognize Hashem? Is this twisting the arms of the guests to recognize Hashem? This seems a little bit against the nature of generosity. The Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, the teachings of the Lubavitcher Rebbe pointed out on Chabad, what value, we might ask, was there in such an unwilling proclamation extracted under duress? What value is there when it was got in such a forcible way? Was this not a mere mouthing of words devoid of any conviction as to the truth of the one God or any desire to thank him for his providence? But Avraham had a vision of humanity which convinced him that every positive deed, every word or thought does have value, no matter how superficial or hypocritical it might seem to a less discerning eye. That brings to mind the idea, mitoch shelo lishma balishma, fake it till you make it. You want to do a mitzvah, but you don't feel it. You want to do a mitzvah, but it doesn't reach the core of your being. I really don't want to. I don't want to make a shivaka lo aleinu. I don't want to go to a burial lo aleinu. I don't want to give this person. I don't want to cook for this family, lahavdil. I don't want to give tzedakah. I don't want to do this chesed. God forbid we should ever say such things, but maybe sometimes it comes to our mind, it's fleeting thoughts that we really don't want to do these things. Maybe really it's a yetzahar for a lot of us. We don't want to do these things. Force yourself to do it. Make it. Fake it till you make it. Force yourself to smile. Push yourself. B'toch shelo lishma balishma. You might not feel it in the beginning, but you push yourself, you pretend to like it. Maybe you really will like it. If you pretend to smile, a lot of times it'll make you smile and actually bring the happiness. So you hate food packing, but they really need your help food packing. Put a smile on your face and do it. When your wife or children or friends or family ask you to do something, you really don't want to do it. You grumble and moan in it, they're not going to like it as much. But if you pretend to be happy to do it, even if you're not really happy, you pretend to put on a smile, then maybe you will actually be happy to do it. And many of us, myself for sure included, often I feel begrudging to do something. I feel annoyed to do something and I'll do it, but I might put a frown on my face, excuse me. I might put a grudge. I may make a sound, but then maybe if I started to push myself to put a smile on my face when I'm asked to do something, maybe I'll feel more happy to do something. Avraham teaches us, even if it's not fully there, no matter how positive or no matter how superficial, hypocritical it might seem, there is still positivity. There's still value to the idea. There's still value to it. Even if you're not feeling it, there's still value to it. Even if you're not fully happy, there's still an ability to do so. The Lubavitcher Rebbe continues, when Avraham looked at his guests, he did not see pagans and idolaters. He saw creatures of Hashem. Halavai, we should all look at each other with the proper ahavat chinam. Halavai, we should look at each other and respect each other, even if we don't agree on our political views, we don't agree on actions or statements or how we go about things. Realize everyone has a tselem Elokim. Realize everyone has a divine spark. Realize everyone is created in the image of God. Everyone is a creature of Hashem. We might not agree with actions, especially if they do horrible, horrid things or violent, terrible things. We might might not agree with them, but fundamentally don't hate the person. Understand they're a creature of Hashem. Hashem created them. Understand they have value, and you should basically love them instead of basically hating things. And maybe we could bring the Beit HaMikdash back. As the sages and the commentators explain, if the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinat Chinam, baseless hatred, maybe the way to rebuild it is Ahavat Chinam, baseless love. Realize that everyone is a creatures of God, men and women who have been created in the divine image, who possess the potential inherent to the very essence of their being, to recognize the Creator and serve His will. Most often, a kind word and a helping hand will bring to light this inner potential. All you need to do is say thank you. Say please, how are you today? Thank you so much. You walk by the guard to your son's school. Say hi, thank you, have a great day. That can change his day. A kind word can really uplift a person's whole day. The bank teller, the barista, the gas attendant, anyone you encounter, give a kind word. Give a kind phrase. Give a helping hand. Thank you so much for doing this for me. It's really cold today. It must be very difficult for you to work in this weather, but I appreciate you filling up my car. We talk about that story all the time. The gas attendant who was broken down, so broken down when he heard about the rabbi who passed away, that used to visit his gas station all the time because he was the only one that gave time and value to the life of the gas attendant. How are you, Joe? How is your family? Thank you so much for loading up my car. Tell me, how is your week going? And when this rabbi passed away, the gas attendant was crushed because that person, his friend, who reached out to him, really changed his day, changed his life, is now gone. We could be that person easily to anyone we encounter in our life. Generosity of spirit, generosity of words, generosity of benevolence in our attitude could really change everyone and everything around us. Would it really hurt you to smile at the teacher that accepts your son when you drop him off at school, or your daughter? Would it hurt you to smile at the parking attendant? Would it hurt you to smile and say thank you to the crossing guard? Say thank you to the person that prepared your food? It always baffles me when people go and they give their trays back and they pay for the food. They don't even say thank you. It's like anathema to my being. Of course, sometimes I might forget if I'm in a rush or whatnot, but by and by, my wife and I always try to have a karasato of gratitude, thanking people for what they do for us. It baffles me how it could be that people don't have the basic proper manners, decency, and derech eretz. Anyone that helps you should be thanked. Why not? Does it hurt you to say thank you if it'll show that you're appreciative? Besides for paying them, you could give them a tip. You could add on to what you pay them. They probably are paid by the company. Giving them an extra 10 or 20 is not going to destroy your wallet. It's not going to destroy your life. Kind words, kind actions, interactions can really change an entire people's life. This inner potential could come out and really change the world around you. At times, however, a soul might be so encrusted by negative influences and a corrupted character that a certain degree of pressure must be applied to quell its resistance to a godly need. Of course, any use of such pressure must conform to the dictates of God's Torah, whose ways are the ways of pleasantness and all its pathways are peace, as in the case of Avram's legitimate demand for payment. Lubavitch Rebbe continues and explains from the sources in Chabad, Avram understood that no human acknowledgement of God can ever be hypocritical. On the contrary, a denial of God is the ultimate hypocrisy, for it is at variance with the person's quintessential being. When a creature of Hashem proclaims, "Blessed be the God of the world, from whose providence we have eaten," nothing can be more consistent with his or her innermost self. We learn the awesome power, the beautiful power, the innermost power of Avraham and how he came about his service of Hashem. Chesed, giving, generosity, modesty, humility are all traits we should have. Avram teaches us that he made others be makariv to Hashem in the right way, giving them to eat for the physicality and giving them to eat spirituality, teaching them about Hashem. Avram was so generous, he wanted to do so much. He was the Emor Ma'at V'Aseh Harbeh. He gave so much and said so little, going above and beyond the famous Shir Sadin. We too should go above and beyond the minimal that's required of us. We should realize how to give to others. We should be so generous and realize that even if we don't want to do things sometimes, we should push ourselves, because mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma, even if it starts that you don't want to, maybe you'll come to actually like it and do it. We should put a smile on our face when we're asked to do things, even if we don't want to do things, because maybe we'll feel more happy about it. Realize we all have inner potential, an ability to engross ourselves in helping others, being there for others, interacting nicely, generously with others, always saying please and thank you, have a good day, thank you so much, I really appreciate X, Y, and Z you do for me. Anyone that helps you, anyone that interacts with you, anything that does anything with you, the way of the Torah is pleasantness. The way we're learning from Avram is pleasantness. All the generations, he got the reward because he finally stood up and showed the right things to have. He withstood all the tests. We should stand up and withstand any test we're given. Realize it's given to us from Hashem. Of course, it's difficult to stand up, but on some level, just say the words Gamzu Latova if something happens. Lo aleinu, it should never be anything terrible. But if you're missing your iPod, you're missing some money, you're missing your car keys, Gamzu Latova, let's find it. Let's not lose our cool in traffic or at a meeting. Anything happens, it's all from Hashem. Withstand whatever test Hashem sends to you. Realize it's because Hashem loves you, he sends you tests. And withstand whatever way you can, like Avraham did. Realize that so many generations came until Avraham finally came and taught us the spiritual DNA that we need to be generous, we need to be humble, we need to have a moderate appetite, we need to be compassionate and kind and be embarrassed and realize what we're supposed to be here for. If we follow those ways, we realize to have Ahavat Chinam, to really care for others and do for others, maybe we could finally have Mashiach come, the building of the third Beis Hamikdash, speedily in our days, may it be today. Join us next time as we talk the audio DT with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.